Have you ever embarrassed your parents in public?
Many times. They were all... I thought about a story I could share, but none of them are fit for radio.
Give me one. Come on.
It's no, I can't.
It's 3:10 in the eastern states.
I would do things like point and stare and say very inappropriate things. Just go up to people and ask them about why they looked like that. Very, very, very bad things. I will tell you off air. I don't think any of them are fit for radio.
Come on, you know the boundaries. Come on, stretch the boundary.
I think one time. Well, this is actually my brother. Actually, he once saw someone who a bigger man, and he was very young. We took him to a shopping center, and he was so excited. And he went up to him and he said, "Are you Santa Claus?" And the man was mortified because he had a belly and he was a bit bigger, and my mum was so embarrassed. That's the kind of things we did as kids. I don't know why my brothers and
right.
I just – I think it's pretty bad. I mean, we would go up to people and just flat out ask them why they look different, what was wrong with them. I mean, it's bad for a parent to have to – you apologize, the person gets offended. I said some very – very inappropriate things, I will tell you. But you've got some stories about Jacob, haven't you?
You give me one more.
No, I can't. I've thought of them. They're all. I cannot say them on air. We will be pulled off the air.
No. I tell you what. You write them down, and I'll make the decision.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you. I need to tell you off air first.
Or what you do is you write them down, and then we'll pretend it's an emailer.
I love that idea. Perfect. That's how we'll bang them out.
We'll pretend it's Jennifer from Kalgoorlie.
Yeah.
But now, folks, from now on, whenever you hear an email from Jennifer from Kalgoorlie, you know it's Jess, okay? But anyway.
Yeah, done.
Done.
I was more of a tantrum thrower, though.
Yeah.
Loved a tantrum.
Yeah.
I remember throwing tantrums when, you know how they get you at the end of the shopping aisle when you're about to check out and they put the fun things for the kids? I remember once
That's where all the Kinder surprises are, yes?
Yeah, well, there was a book with a matching cassette tape and you best believe I needed that. And Mum just left me crying and walked out, and that happened often. I didn't learn my lesson.
It's a bugger how the supermarkets do that.
Yeah, well, it ruined my mum's life with us and my dad's life. They always put the fun books with the cassette tapes at the checkout, and I needed it, and I never got it. And it's embarrassing.
And that's why.
Tell me about Jacob, though. I know he's got a couple of stories. You've told me them before, something about McDonald's and a Harvey Norman.
Okay. I'll tell you the Harvey Norman one first, and this is not a word of a lie. So Harvey Norman has opened in Bathurst, and I was on the radio. We did a big radio promotion on the opening day. And when you walked in the front door, it was all furniture. Then when you went out the back, it was home improvements and sound equipment, you know, televisions and DVD players and stuff like that. And lawnmowers. Anyway, there was a whole section on bathrooms. And there were all the display toilets.
Oh no!
And Jacob, he was being potty trained at the time. And when kids get it right, you give them a big reward, Jess. You'll discover this big reward. Well, good boy, fantastic! Look what he did. I don't need a nappy anymore. That kids right. And so, I'm doing the radio broadcast, and Jacob's mother was there with the kids. And I said, "Where's Jacob? I don't know. Where is he? Where is he?" And one of the staff said, "We found your son." I said, "Where is he? He's over there. Have a look." And there in the home improvement section was our son with his pants around his ankles, sitting up on the toilet with a big smile and in a loud, proud voice, "Look what I did. I don't need a nappy anymore."
No.
And he's dropped a number two in the display in the display toilet at the opening day of Harvey Norman in Bathurst.
Who cleaned that up?
I don't know, because I was busy. I had to go and do a radio cross.
Did you ever dare show your face at that store again?
Oh, I had to. They were our biggest local client.
That's mortifying.
It's a true story.
That's very, very funny.
Can you beat that? 1-333-53 is the telephone number. That is, I've got another one, but I might share that later.
Kids are funny.
My stepdaughter, Chook, we call her, she would go up to people and say whatever was on her mind. And she went up to a man who was very, very heavily tattooed and said, "Who drew all over you? That looks stupid."
That's exactly the kind of stuff I did.
Yeah.
That was my style.
Hey, mister.
I just love the honesty of children. It's so refreshing, but when they turn against you.
"Hey, mister, who drew all over you? That looks stupid." Hmm.
I remember when I was a teenager, I had pretty severe acne and I hadn't seen my cousin in years. And the first thing, and I was very excited to see him because he lived overseas. I think he was 5 and he said, "I don't say hi to people with dirty faces." That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
Mortifying.
That's
mortifying.
Terrible.
Kids are funny until they turn against you and then it's confronting. But, you know, you got to love their honesty.
When did your child embarrass you? 133353 is the telephone number. Thank you, Jess.
Goodbye.
If you think you know the name of the quickie, she's given you the clue. Have a crack right now, 133353. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network.